But let me just pray before we start. Lord, we come to your word now, and Lord, we know that it can only make a difference for you in our lives if you give us eyes to see and hearts to respond to you. So Lord, would you shine out truth from your word this evening? And would you equip us and send us out this evening rejoicing in you? Amen. Well, tonight, as the clocks have gone back, you will have noticed that it got darker earlier this evening. And I know I should be used to it by now, but somehow it always surprises me when that happens. And as winter comes and the nights grow longer, it's sometimes hard to remember that the height of summer, when the days were long and filled with warmth. And here, at the end of Malachi, we see a faithful God calling his faithful people to wait patiently for the hope that is to come. And in the deep of winter, we will no doubt be longing for the warmth of summer to return. And here, at the end of Malachi, God reminds his people that the sun will rise and drive away the darkness, and that his promises will be fulfilled. And in our passage, we're going to see a triumphal picture of a faithful God. And we're going to see how our faithful God has triumphed over evil, and how we should respond to him in faithfulness, because he has been faithful to us. And so, in the middle of our passage here tonight, there is this glorious description that will be our key verse. So look at verse 2 of chapter 4. It says this: "The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings." And this verse is the climax of this passage. But before we think about what these words mean, let's just look at the rest of the passage and see what it has to teach us. Oh, Simon, could I just grab that clicker? Now, if you've not been with us for the series, let me just fill you in a little bit. We've seen throughout the book of Malachi that God has been appealing to his people to turn to him. And he has been reminding them that he still loves them and that he will keep his promises. But we've also seen that up until now, throughout this book, that the people had turned away from God and had rejected his love. And they had been unfaithful. But at the start of our passage tonight, we're going to see a change. We're going to look at two points. We're going to see a faithful people responding to God's faithfulness. And then we're going to see the faithful servant, who is Jesus. But first, let's look at the faithful people responding to their faithful God. Notice at the beginning of this passage in verse 16, there's a change. It says, "And those who feared the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name." Here, at last, there's a group of people who acknowledged the one and true God and turned to him. And after hearing all that Malachi had to say to them, this small group of people feared God and honored his name. Notice that they weren't being driven away by a crippling fear, but rather they had a fear and a reverence that drew them nearer to God. It brought them to their knees as they worshiped the one true God who deserves all honor and reverence. And then God responds with these wonderful words in verse 17. Have a look. "They," these faithful people, "shall be mine," he says. And it says that he is going to make them his treasured possession, and they will be spared when God brings his judgment. Also notice that they will be spared like a father who spares his son. God is saying here that he is their father, and they will be his faithful children. More than 1,000 years after God first made his promises to his people, here God is showing that he is still faithful to his people, and that those who turn to him will receive the blessings of his promises. But you notice as we move along in this chapter, that verse 18 tells us what the cost is to rejecting God's faithfulness. Have a look. It says that the righteous and that there will be a distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who doesn't. And then chapter 4 starts by describing the fate of these people who reject God. Look at verse 1. It says, "Behold," that means stand up, take notice. "Behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch." And as you read this, you can't help but just feel the weight of these words. The arrogant evildoers will be annihilated by the terrifying and consuming fire of God. And for me, this verse brings the picture to mind of sort of a lush forest that has been burnt to the ground. And all that is left is just dead, scorched earth. It's a powerful picture. And it's in contrast to this destruction pictured here that we see the triumphal words of verse 2 ring out. It says, "The sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings." And this is the picture of the triumphant Jesus who will rise in glory. He is the faithful servant. And it's a picture of the rising sun driving away the darkness of the night. I don't know if any of you have ever gotten up early to watch the sunrise. I remember a while back hiking with a group of people to the top of a mountain in the darkness of the early morning. And when we got to the top, we sat there with hot cups of tea and we waited for the sun to rise. And as it did, it was just remarkable to see the impact of the sun's rays as the sun rose and drove the darkness away. And for us, in what seemed like no time at all, what was once darkness was now just bathed in penetrating light. And just in a matter of minutes, we had to stop looking at the sun because it was just too bright. And that is just something of the picture that's described in this verse. Malachi is telling the faithful few that God's promised king will rise in victory. Notice that this verse also says that Jesus will bring healing. It says the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Healing for his people. And at the end of verse 2 and verse 3, there is a description of how the faithful servant, Jesus, will bring healing to his people. Verse 2 goes on to say that his people, have a look, shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Like newborn calves just being led out into the field, God's people will leap with the newness of life that they will be given. And they will also rise like a triumphant army, these verses say. Verse 3 speaks about them treading down their wicked enemies in victory. So to these faithful people in Malachi's time who lived in the fear of the surrounding nations, these words would have brought real hope and an assurance to them. God was going to be faithful. He was going to bring light and he would drive away the darkness. He was going to heal his people and summon a victorious army. And as this book ends, God continues to give his people hope. Verse 5 speaks about Elijah the prophet coming before that great and awesome day when God will bring the fulfillment of his promises about. Now, Elijah, he was a prophet who turned the hearts of his people back to God. And so here, God is telling his people that someone like Elijah would come to prepare the way for God's promises to be fulfilled. Now, we know that there would be 400 years before any of this was going to take place. And these people in Malachi's time weren't given an idea of how long they would have to wait. They would just have to wait patiently and have faith that God would bring about what he said would happen. And those who were faithful trusted God's promises, and they waited for that day when these things would come true. Now, for us here, we are in a privileged position. We have seen these things fulfilled. We only have to flick through a few pages into the New Testament to see the fulfillment of God's promises. And so in Luke chapter 1, we see the words of the angel Gabriel. And he appeared to Zechariah, who was this righteous and faithful priest serving in the temple. And angel Gabriel tells him that he will have a son. And this is what he has to say about the son. He says, he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before them in the spirit and power of Elijah. And he was going to prepare God's people for the arrival of God's faithful servant, Jesus. And so here, angel Gabriel was talking about John the Baptist. He is the Elijah who's spoken about in these verses at the end of Malachi. When John the Baptist was born, Zechariah burst out with song, praising God. And at the end of this verse, he says this, listen, he says, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Do those last lines sound familiar? It says, "The sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Now, the Israelites in Malachi's day didn't know exactly how God was going to fulfill these promises. They had to wait in faith. But we are in a privileged position because we know so much more. And with Advent just around the corner, we will remember the birth of Jesus and the gift of God's mercy. We will be reminded that God himself, Jesus, the promised King, came to earth. And that he broke through the darkness of this world with his radiant light. We know that after living a perfect and sinless life, Jesus received the full wrath of God on the cross. If you were here this morning, we heard about Jesus taking on the crown of thorns that was meant for us. He took the punishment that we deserved for being faithless in our rejection of God. He is the faithful servant who died to make us God's faithful servants. And after Jesus' death, the Son of Righteousness rose with healing in his wings. And so the faithful people in this chapter in Malachi had to wait patiently for God to fulfill his promises. So as God's people now, us, let us wait well as we wait for God to finally fulfill his promises. Let us be patient as we eagerly await the coming of our triumphant King Jesus. At times, it may seem like the darkness has not been defeated, but God reminds us here, as he did to the people in the time of Malachi, that the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And when Jesus comes again, once and for all, darkness will be destroyed. And God's faithful King will rise and take up his treasured possession, his faithful people who have feared him and who have trusted in his promises. So all of us here who know Jesus, we wait in hope. We wait in hope knowing that we serve a faithful God. And we're going to sing now about our faithful God. In this song, we're reminded that he is the same God. He is faithful. He is the God that we see here in the book of Malachi. He is unchanging. He is our rock in times of trouble and our anchor in the storm. And we hope in him alone. So let's sing Faithful One, So Unchanging together.